96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's used to save lives of people hurt in car accidents, for wounded soldiers overseas. And last year, we even saw it help heal people infected with the deadly Ebola virus. Well, tonight, we're taking a very serious and very detailed look at blood donating and why it is still considered the gift of life. Joining me to talk about this are Dr. Kelsey Shepherd, Medical Director of the Virginia Blood Services, Barbara Harrison, Genetic Counselor at the Center for Sickle Cell Disease at Howard University, and Robel Bing. He has sickle cell disease, and he receives blood transfusions. If you have any questions about blood donations, transfusions, or blood in general, the lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
First question is for Dr. Shepherd. Dr. Shepherd, blood donating, it has become very commonplace, but have we forgotten how important it is because it is so commonplace?
Well, a small portion of the eligible population donates blood, and that's pretty much always been the case. We constantly are trying to expand the blood donation population, and in the last few years, especially in the Virginia area, we've been able to do that. I think people are starting to realize that there is a constant need through television appeals or social media. And also, I think a lot of the misconceptions about donating blood, the fact that infectious diseases can't be transmitted through blood donation, and, you know, other stuff, such misconceptions that have existed for years, have started to become more readily understood. And so people are less reticent to donate blood.
Mm. Talk to me. I want to talk a little bit about that, too. But what is Virginia Blood Services? Your organization is rather unique when it comes to dealing with blood donations and the like.
Well, most many blood centers in the United States of America are non-for-profit blood centers. They can kind of be classified into Red Cross, which makes up about, the American Red Cross makes up about half of the donated blood, maybe a little less, 40% of the donated blood in the United States of America. And then the rest of the blood centers are usually regional blood centers. Virginia Blood Services started that way as a community blood center. It is a non-for-profit, as most of them are. But we all operate with the same, it's a very highly regulated industry. And so everyone follows the same basic FDA rules for blood donation and blood eligibility. So there isn't a lot of difference from the donor's perspective, whether they're going to Virginia Blood Services or the American Red Cross or another blood center. But we've always had a real local flavor because we are a community blood center. So if there is a difference, that would be it.
Interesting. Ms. Harrison, you are a genetic counselor at the Center for Sickle Cell Disease here at Howard University. What is a genetic counselor?
So a genetic counselor, quite broadly, are health professionals who work with families who are at risk or are concerned about a genetic condition that's in the family, or if they have a genetic condition, might be concerned about their chance to pass that on and so forth. At the Center for Sickle Cell Disease specifically, I actually not only work with patients who are there, but I also am the Director of Community Outreach and Education. And so in that vein is why the importance of, or is the reason why at the Center for Sickle Cell Disease, we think it's very important that people donate blood, because blood transfusions are one of the key ways that individuals with sickle cell disease are able to manage their disease.
Robel, how does without getting too technical, obviously, how does a transfusion help you? How are you feeling before the need for a transfusion, and how do you feel afterwards, and how frequently do you get them?
Well, before the transfusion, usually the hemoglobin is low, so they do a transfusion to kind of get that hemoglobin up. So prior to the transfusion, you may be kind of sluggish or weak, or, you know, just not feeling too well, just not yourself. After, I would say you feel more a little more lively, maybe more of a appetite, and just feel yourself, I think. I actually don't receive transfusions because I have antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's good. I would encourage African Americans to try and donate more, because the majority of it is Caucasians that are donating, and I think that's I've developed the antibodies over the, you know, because I've received numerous transfusions, but I haven't. I had a really bad reaction in 2004, and I was admitted because I had the reaction to the antibodies of the blood.
Explain that briefly, if you can. When you said you had a bad reaction.
Well, the reaction was just I was vomiting. My blood was just very low. My hemoglobin was very low. And I just was very, very weak. I could barely walk. And I was just kept vomiting and just nauseous. I was in ICU for probably about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that right now they have me on a treatment, a protocol, hydroxyurea.
Which
helps with the fetal hemoglobin, the hemoglobin in sickle cell.
It helps. How do you feel now at this point in your life?
Right now, they said it does help. It's helped me. Usually my hemoglobin levels are rather high,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's for me, it's helping me because I'm at the maximum dose right now. But that was due to the fact that I can't really receive blood unless it's like an emergency right now.
I want to talk more about those emergencies, just mm-hmm. not so much as it relates to sickle cell, but all kinds of emergencies. I want to talk a little bit about the alphabet soup of blood donations, A, B, AB negative, positive, all of that. Stay with us. Lines are open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our detailed look at blood donating and why is it still considered the gift of life. Of course, my guests are Dr. Kelsey Shepherd, Medical Director of the Virginia Blood Services, Barbara Harrison, Genetic Counselor at the Center for Sickle Cell Disease at Howard University, and Robel Bing. He has sickle cell disease, and at one point he was receiving blood transfusions. If you have any questions or comments about blood donations, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We want to let our listeners know also that WHUR is joining with the Virginia Blood Services and Howard University Hospital and the Center for Sickle Cell for a blood drive. That's coming up Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. It's
coming
it is.
Saturday. Tell
excited.
Me a little bit about that. Yeah.
Well, it'll be held in front of Howard University Hospital. It'll be very visible there. And we are inviting anyone in the community to join us and provide that gift of life, come and donate blood. And that, as Dr. Shepherd said before, you know, will benefit Howard University, our patients here, as well as a variety of patients in different medical institutions.
So, and they say this is really, really a very critical thing. everyone certainly is invited. They are encouraging minorities and African Americans to come and donate blood so that there can be a healthy supply of blood for the communities that really, really need it. And, you know, Dr. Shepherd, you did allude to the fact that, you know, African Americans are historically not a group that donates.
Well,
I should say.
Yeah, I want to qualify that because we haven't. If you look at the 2010 census, there's probably about 20% of the Virginia population is made up of African Americans, and our presenting donors make up at about 11% are African American. So there's a little bit of a gap, but but our donor base for African Americans is actually a very, very reliable, compassionate and giving group. Your guest tonight, who was talking about antibodies for a little while, and that's where, with patients with sickle cell, more so than even other patients that receive blood transfusions, about a third to a half of them, because they're chronically receiving blood transfusions, they'll develop antibodies, like he was mentioning. And those antibodies can lead to life-threatening reactions like the one he was describing, but also it just makes it harder to find blood for the next transfusion because the more antibodies you make, the more we have to find an exact match in order to continue to supply you with blood. And so a lot of times those matches are found in populations because this is a genetic disease and these antigens or proteins that are on your red cells are inherited from your parents. And so very frequently, to find these exact matches, we look in patient or donor populations that are ethnically similar to the patient. So when we expand the diversity of the donor population, we find more of these close matches for these patients. And so as they receive, they need blood transfusions because they are anemic and they're not getting oxygen to their tissues. And so as your guest described, you can have anything from an acute pain crisis to a stroke to other end organs, kidneys, heart, you know, failing because they're not getting the blood that they need. And so frequently the best, fastest therapy for that is a blood transfusion, but with blood transfusions come complications of blood transfusion.
Well, Dr. Shepherd, hold that point because I want you to be able to finish, but I need to take a break. So if you are on the phone, that includes Lillian calling from Germantown, please do not hang up. I will take your call shortly. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. And don't forget, of course, there is the blood drive at Howard University Hospital. It's from 11 a.m. to 4 this coming Saturday, February 28th. Lots of good things happening there, including, hey, Junior from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, going to get him to donate some blood as well. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.